Housing affordability has become the main battleground between the two major parties, with the issue supposedly forming the centrepiece of the upcoming budget. The federal opposition has announced new measures to address the problem. James Just reports.
The Labour Party has edged up its attack on the government over housing affordability, releasing a series of policies which aim to bring down the cost of buying new houses. At the top of its list is a ban on self-managed superannuation funds from borrowing for real estate purchases. The federal opposition also intends to impose a tax on investors who leave properties vacant, a doubling of the application fee for foreigners who invest in homes, and establishing a safe housing fund for victims of domestic violence. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says a ban on direct borrowing by self-managed superannuation funds would help cool an overheated housing market, partly driven by wealthy self-managed super funds. Executive Officer of National Shelter, Adrian Pisarski, says the Labour Party's limit on self-managed super fund investments is reasonable and promotes competition.
I think it's reasonable to put limits on that, because what that is doing by and large is providing additional incentive currently for investors to outcompete owner-occupiers for the same available housing. We're locking generations out of home ownership, and home ownership has been the major way that Australian households have built wealth over time, and it underpins a lot of investment in small businesses in Australia. Lots of small businesses are underpinned by second mortgages on owner-occupied housing. If we're abandoning owner occupation in favour of an increased rental market and increased renters, I can't remember a national conversation that said that would be a good idea. And I think Labor is really trying to limit specific pressures on the demand side so that they take some of the heat out of the housing market and don't get to the point where it might have a major correction, crash, or bubble burst, whatever you want to call it.
While they see it as a major concern, Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen admitted that borrowing the self-managed superannuation funds for housing purchases is only a small factor in rising home prices in Australia. Australian Senator Doug Cameron said earlier today in a press conference that the Labor Party wants to see more social housing built.
We want to have inclusionary zoning, where if speculators and builders are making profits out of building, there should be something coming back into the social housing area, and you should include in the development applications and the development that is awarded inclusionary zoning for community housing. And we want accelerated release of state and territory land.
Green Senator Lee Rhiannon says Labor isn't directly addressing the issue, saying their policies benefit corporate Australia too much and need to focus on perceiving housing as a human right.
Labor's policy leaves a lot to be desired. They're still nibbling around the edges, because we really need to tackle the housing issue by changing how we perceive housing. At the moment, housing is now seen in our society as a commodity about how you make money, whereas housing should be regarded as a human right, about the public good. So like with education, like with health, like with transport, the public component of all those services is seen as essential for any decent society, whereas in our society, public housing has been relegated.
Senator Rhiannon also says Labor needs to take major steps to ensure housing for all, saying there are many potential avenues Labor has yet to consider.
What Labor has put up really is a very small step. One of the key starting points needs to be to tackle negative gearing and capital gains tax discounts and stamp duties. These are tax breaks that encourage people to view housing as a way of making money, and that's why the Greens have had a long-term policy to ending these tax breaks, so we can start getting that money back into the public purse, into the government budget, and it can be used for housing for all.
The release of Labor's plan comes as the government is preparing for next month's federal budget.